Today and tomorrow, it's the Bay County Library System's Friends Used Book Sale at the Bay Civic Arena. Fabulous, fabulous event. People walk out with carts full of books, not just boxes and bags. And there are books, there's CDs, there's even a whole table of old VHS tapes.
Ooh.
And, I mean, it really is spectacular to see. I can't imagine where they get all these things from, but there are thousands and thousands of items. And today is the first markdown day. Hardcovers will only be $1 and 50 cents for all the other things. Tomorrow, $4 gets you a box full or bag full. And I want to tell you, there's great deals. I bought an Asian cookbook yesterday.
Oh, really?
A $34.95 table size cookbook, $2.
Wow. In
beautiful, like brand new condition. So, I mean, there's a lot of great deals. Depending on what you're looking for, they've got it.
10 till 8 today, 10 till 3 tomorrow, or I should say 10 till 5 tomorrow.
10 to 5, yeah. Yep.
Bay County Civic Arena.
You bet.
In Bay City, so enjoy that.
Great people, too.
Tomorrow on your radio show, what's going on?
Well, tomorrow, Danielle Schmidt, our registered nutritionist, dietitian, will be with us by video link, by the way. You'll be able to watch both of us. And that will be tomorrow morning from 9 to 10.
Oh, and also I should mention today, I think at 10 o'clock.
Terry Henney?
Well, besides that.
Oh, besides that?
Yeah. I believe Michael sent you an update on...
Oh, yeah, Ralph Martin will be with us to talk about the African Cultural Festival coming up in Saginaw.
Yeah, because that's another event that's going on this weekend.
That's another event going on this weekend.
Right.
It's a busy, busy time.
We'll look forward
to it.
It's
a good time.
Always a good time. All right, other things that I'll pass along to you, Art referenced Terry Henney. Terry Henney's going to be out at the Bay County Fair and providing updates during arts shows at 10 o'clock and the Focus Show, and then broadcasting his farm show. And then later on today, Terry Henney's going to be in the Caro Fairgrounds to preview the events of the Thumb Area Old Engine and Tractor Association show at the fair and at the Caro Fairgrounds today and this afternoon. Terry's reports made possible through Frankenmuth Credit Union, by the way. That African Cultural Festival going on in Saginaw. It's at Morley School Park on Lapeer. Food, arts, and crafts, and entertainment. There's a lot of things that's going to be happening when it comes to the in-person version of the festival. Tomorrow, between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m., there's actual virtual streaming on the Facebook page that's happening today and Sunday. Facebook at SaginawAfricanCulturalFestival.com. So a little mix of in-person and an online opportunity. And find out more this morning at 10 with Art Lewis talking with Ralph Martin. Friday at the Falls continues in Bay City at 3rd Street Waterfall Park tonight, 6 o'clock. The free concert features Eugene's Machines. Begins at 6 p.m. Again, 3rd Street Waterfall Park, the Friday at the Falls in Bay City, 6 o'clock tonight. And, of course, as we said, it is free. The Friday Night Live continues in downtown Saginaw tonight, Morley Plaza, 5:30 till 9 for the free event. And it's Michigan Made tonight, featuring Looking Back, a Bob Seger tribute band, plus the Blue OGs, which features some great local talented musicians like Mike Brush, Tom Dolson, Dr. Jack Nash, and more. And also, the guest host is Todd Michael Hall, native of Saginaw, and had that appearance on the 18th season of The Voice, which gained a lot of popularity and notoriety. He'll be on site to greet fans and also have his new CD available for purchase. All that part of the Friday Night Live tonight, Morley Plaza, downtown Saginaw, 5:30 till 9. Visit prideinsaginaw.com for info as you need it, prideinsaginaw.com. I also believe that Saginaw Valley State University is going to be part of that as well in a sponsorship, so that should be fun. We have the... tomorrow at the Japanese Tea House, Japanese Cultural Center Tea House and Gardens. I want to make sure I get the right name. A Japanese tea ceremony, and that's going to be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There is limited seating. A reservation is required, $10. Get a tea and tour. And you can find out more by going to JapaneseCulturalCenter.org. That's JapaneseCulturalCenter.org tomorrow at 2 o'clock for the tea ceremony. Also, at the Second Art Museum, it's another second Saturday. And it means you can enjoy the art museum and the collections and exhibitions at no cost. So enjoy that tomorrow, noon till 5 at the Art Museum. Find out more about secondartmuseum.org. That's secondartmuseum.org. Also, a reminder, only 1 week left to enjoy the exhibition, The Art of Poetry, Visually Reimagining the Poem. It's been at the Art Museum for a little while, but it's wrapping up in the coming week. Tomorrow, it is Downtown Comedy Jam, Saginaw's first annual Downtown Comedy Jam, featuring Damon Williams and more. This is happening at the Huntington Event Park in Saginaw at 8 o'clock. You can enjoy that tomorrow and have a good time. The first annual Downtown Comedy Jam, Huntington Event Park, tomorrow night in Saginaw at 8 o'clock. Coming up on Saturday, we have the Thalen Subaru Chalk Walk Art Festival happening in Bay City, with art competitions for different ages and prizes that are going to be offered. This is going on from noon until 6 p.m., the Chalk Walk Art Festival in Bay City, presented by Thalen Subaru. Find out more, go to facebook.com/BC Chalk Walk. That's BC Chalk Walk, Bay City Chalk Walk, and find out more information that way. We have next... I should got the date right here. On Sunday, we have the Rod Stewart tribute being played at the Frankenmuth Women's Club Concerts in the Park in Frankenmuth. That's at Memorial Park, 7 o'clock in the evening. This coming Sunday, the Rod Stewart tribute. Visit frankenmuthwomensclub.com for information. frankenmuthwomensclub.com. Trinity Episcopal Church, center at Grant in Bay City, has the return of Evensong this Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's to honor the Virgin Mary on her feast day. Masks recommended but not required, and the church is air-conditioned, by the way. It's a service consisting of canticles, Bible readings, hymns, prayers, and an anthem. That's this Sunday, Trinity Episcopal Church, center at Grant in Bay City, starting at 4 o'clock. The Thomas Township Parks and Recreation continues its Picnic in the Park series this coming Tuesday. Michelle Spitz to be performing. 6:30 until 8:30, free of course, Rethke Park on Letty Road. Enjoy the concert this coming Tuesday. On Wednesday, it's the Winona in the Park concert series continuing. Magic Bus, a Woodstock-era music tribute. And you can enjoy that free, of course, starting at 7 o'clock in Winona Park on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, the summer concert series at the Tittabawassee Township Park. Pete Woodman performing. At 6:30 in the evening, it starts. And that, of course, is free. You will find a performance of the Country Class Variety Band next Thursday with the Uptown at the Thursday's Uptown performance is going on, the Uptown and Bay City Complex. That's Country Class Variety Band, August 19th, next Thursday, 6 o'clock, downtownbaycity.com for info, downtownbaycity.com. And next Thursday, the Classic Legacy Band of Saginaw will be performing at the Thomas Township Park, the Rethke Park. So 7 o'clock next Thursday. Facebook at Classic Legacy Band to find out more. Facebook at Classic Legacy Band for next Thursday's performance. Wow, always lots to do and enjoy during the summer, the weekend itself, or even during the weeks. And we hope that you'll find something to enjoy.